There is a trend in the West to relate the Islamic values to what is actually happening in the Muslim world today.
In fact, this question should be asked the other way around. There is a trend in the West to relate what is happening in the Muslim world today to Islamic values wrongly and erroneously. This is what the lady wants to ask. And there was a time when the same thing happened here in the West, and their acts were related, or the acts of their clergy were erroneously related to Christianity, while Christianity was not responsible for this. So these things do happen, and it is wrong to attribute things to the wrong, to things which are not responsible for them. For example, when Khomeini Sahib does an act of some persecution or prosecution or violence in the eyes of the West, they attribute it to Islam. While previously, when Shah was doing it, they did not attribute it to Islam. Why? He was also a Muslim. He is also a Muslim. And they never attributed to Islam. The reason is that this man they hate, and they hate all the values he stands for. While in fact, no Muslim, as long as he is not acting according to Islam, should be made responsible for Islamic values, because he doesn't act according to Islamic values. So the values stand quite apart from the acts of a certain juncture in history, of a certain people. And these things keeps on changing from time to time, as I mentioned. And once I told a questioner from press that, look here, when one of your queens ordered putting to stake 5,000 British women, putting to stake alive, that is burning them alive. 5,000 British women, because they were alleged to be sorcerers and witches. Did you attribute that to Christianity? He said, no. I said, we don't do either, because we are kind and honest about it. But when Mr. Khomeini does a much less violent act, you attribute it to Islam. I told them, look here, we don't do it because, despite the fact that all these atrocities were committed by the European kings and queens in the name of Christianity, we are not unaware of that fact. Yet we don't take it as truth. We are honest about it. We don't hit you where you don't deserve that hitting. So we never attribute it to Christianity. We attribute it to a cruel king or a cruel queen. So this is how you should treat us today. Many a Muslim king may take wrong decisions and may attribute those decisions to Islam. Yet an honest man would see through the game and find out that It is not Islam, it is he himself which is responsible for those acts.